A bipartisan group of lawmakers is backing a proposal that would help 50 of Maine's homeless residents get treatment for opioid addiction and stable housing. The pilot project was before the Health and Human Services Committee today and drew dozens of supporters, but at least one lawmaker questioned whether it would be the best use of resources to tackle the problem. Patty White reports.
For more than two decades, Portland social service agency Preble Street didn't have a single overdose at any of its programs or buildings, says Executive Director Mark Swan. That changed 4 years ago.
A young man was discovered on the floor of our soup kitchen bathroom with a needle in his arm, not breathing, his lips blue.
That marked the beginning of a trend, says Swan. The next year, Preble Street saw one overdose every 3 months. In 2016, it was once every 2 weeks. Last year, it was one every 8 days.
And as tragic as it is to think about somebody alone and desperate dying in a soup kitchen bathroom, what's even more horrific is that every person who had overdosed, every single one, at some point had asked us for help before that overdose.
But too often, Swan says, treatment is not available. There aren't enough programs, and those that exist typically require insurance, which most of Preble Street's clients don't have.
This battle is being lost with respect to some of Maine's poorest and most at-risk people.
Democratic Representative Drew Gattine says lawmakers need to do more to tackle the opioid problem. And a bill he's sponsoring, he says, targets those who are most at risk. It would establish a pilot program to provide treatment to 50 of Maine's homeless.
The nuts and bolts of this bill direct DHHS to create programs in both rural and populated parts of the state.
Those in the program would receive medication-assisted treatment, case management, and peer support. They'd also be placed in stable housing. That's a key element, says Dr. Renee Faye LeBlanc, Chief Medical Officer of Greater Portland Health.
This bill will allow patients to get to a place where they can be successful in traditional substance use programs, and it will save lives.
Getting into my own apartment was so important for my recovery.
Brianna Nielsen of Portland was among dozens of people who testified in support of the bill, many of whom are in recovery from substance use. Nielsen says she was also homeless for several months, but has now been sober for nearly 2 years. She attributes her success to a treatment program and stable housing.
When people are sleeping on mats crowded in an emergency shelter surrounded by drug use, it's so hard to find stability and peace.
The pilot program would also target people who are well known to the criminal justice system. Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce says inmates tell him that they feel safer in jail than when they're free.
Because they know the first stop is probably going to be to a friend, and that friend is going to want to sell them drugs, and before you know it, they're back at it.
The bill didn't draw any opposing testimony, but Republican State Senator Eric Brakey, who serves as the committee's co-chair, questioned Portland Police Chief Mike Soschuk about whether the pilot program would be the best way to get at the problem.
Especially when we don't have enough resources to cover everyone who is ready to make that decision for themselves.
Chief Soschuk, who supports the pilot program, says something has to be done to get people the help they need.
What we have now is we have thousands and thousands and thousands of Mainers that are coming forward and saying, I need treatment. And then we say, that's great. Come back in 6 weeks and I might get you a bed.
The bill does not include an estimate of the cost of the program. Sponsor Drew Gattine says whatever the cost, it will be a more effective use of resources to get people treatment than for them to cycle through hospital emergency departments and jails. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.